We welcome you to the Bible study on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, even as the psalmist was singing, I raise a hallelujah. Amen. In the midst of all adversity, I choose to give God the highest praise. Hallelujah. My
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, sometimes we just have to command our spirit to praise him. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we don't feel like it, when we don't feel up to it. Hallelujah. When it seems like the joy is not there, you just have to command your soul to praise. Hallelujah. I just thank God because he is God tonight. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. He is the Lord of my life. Praise God. And as those of you that are logging in, praise God. Hallelujah. We want you to be blessed tonight through the word of God. Amen. Again, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Our website www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. We welcome you all tonight. Amen. There is a word from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. God does
yes.
want to speak to his people. Amen. Hallelujah. And as the word of God is coming forth on tonight, beloved, know that the power in your provision is in the word itself. Hallelujah. I should say the word himself. Amen. For Jesus is the living word. Amen. The Bibles that you're reading tonight, that is Christ in written form. Amen. There is no lack in Jesus Christ. The word tonight is loaded. Amen. Hallelujah. Even
yes.
as it's going to be read, it is loaded with resources, loaded with provision, loaded, hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you need with love, peace, joy. Amen. The word tonight is loaded with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Partake in the provision of what it is that God is saying unto us on tonight. Praise God. Sister Titiana, I see that you are on tonight. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you. Amen. Evangelist Cookie. Amen. God bless
yes.
you, prophetess. Margaret Kavanaugh, bless you on tonight. Amen. Sister Latasha,
amen.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Bless you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank
praise
you.
God. Sister Titiana, I'm going to ask that you open us up in prayer tonight.
Okay.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you for yet another opportunity to come together. Hallelujah. We count it all joy, Lord God. God, add a blessing to the reading of your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. I pray that you touch the speaker on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to hide your word in our heart that we may not sin against thee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And even after this sweet fellowship, Lord God, I pray that we should continue to study the word that we will be given on tonight. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that prayer tonight. Praise God. Amen. God is glorified on tonight. Praise God, beloved. Tonight we are going to, amen, go to the word of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. And we're going to go to Haggai. Amen. Let us go to Haggai chapter 1. Let us go to Haggai chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to read all of 1 and 2 tonight. Like I said, the power is in the word himself. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And sometimes we don't get enough word. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we want to hear what the Spirit of the Lord said in this time through the prophet Haggai. Amen. To be able to stir up the people of God. Hallelujah. That they can build the temple and do the work of God. Amen.
Amen.
In the trying times that they were in trying times. When you read these scriptures, amen, hallelujah, amen, visualize the passage. These the children of Israel were in trying times. They were just coming up out of Babylon, captivity in Babylon because of their own disobedience. Amen. And they were afraid because they did not have permission to build the temple. And the first time the Lord stirred them up was through a prophet, and they built quickly, and then they were hindered. The work was hindered, beloved. Amen. We cannot allow the work of the Lord to be hindered. Jesus, he soon come. Amen. And we have work to do. Wherever it is that he has placed you in the body of Christ, he has given you a charge. Amen. Even if it's just the proclamation of the gospel to those that he would allow you to encounter throughout your day. Amen. Hallelujah. If he had put a witness in your heart for you to share with someone that they can be pointed in the way of Jesus the Christ. There's a lot going on today in the world as it was in the day of the children of Israel. Amen. Hallelujah. But we must be strengthened, we must be bold, and we must be courageous. So as we begin to read, we're going to start with Hagar 1, and then we're going to go to Hagar 2, and I believe that we're going to read 2 just up to 12. But we're going to read all of 1, and I really want you to hear the word of the Lord. Evangelist Cookie, are you able to read tonight?
Yes.
Amen. And Sister Latasha, are you able to read tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Beloved,
sorry.
I hope you all have your Bibles. Sister Latasha,
yes.
Are you able to read? Amen.
Yes.
So, Sister Cook, I'm going to ask that you read chapter 1 of Hagar, the prophet Hagar, from 1 through 15. And then, Sister Latasha, you will pick up in Hagar chapter 2, 1 through 12. Amen. Let us give the word of God our undivided attention.
Amen.
Amen.
Chapter 1, verse 1. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say, the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house, hallelujah, should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm, and he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with hole. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord, Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore, the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land and upon the mountains. Wow. and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord, their God, and the words of Haggai, the prophet, as the Lord, their God, had sent them. And the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. In the 4th and 12th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. That was verse 15.
Amen. Beloved, I want y'all to pay attention to what has been read. Amen. They had no permission by the pagan king to rebuild the temple. But God was not pleased with that because the charge that he gave them had nothing to do with what the pagan king was telling them not to do. When God tells us to do a work, when he charges us to do a work, we are to get that work done. This prophecy came forth in the beginning of the month, and they did not obey God until the 20th day of the 6th month. Amen?
Amen.
Beloved, the text that I want you to pay attention to from chapter 1 is this one here. 13 says, then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. We have to remember that God is with us. Amen. And 14 says, and the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord, in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Beloved, we need a stirring in this time. Amen. Hallelujah. We have the Holy Spirit on the inside. The only way that we are going to be able to do the work of God is that the Holy Spirit must stir us up, my God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I proclaim a servant of the Lord upon you now, that the Spirit of the Lord on the inside begin to stir you up, praise God, that he begins to make you excited about the work of God again, that he begins to put his word in your mouth, hallelujah, Jesus, that he give you that joy of telling it everywhere you go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have to be a witness unto the Christ again, for there's only one way to Christ. And that way is through the cross. The crucified Christ must be preached. The cross must be preached. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that charge was given to everyone that believed. He told them, go up to the mountain. He let them to know that the supply to build the temple was not that far. Amen. Hallelujah.
Not that far. That's it. Right there.
To build this invisible temple of God is not that far. It is near thee. It is in your very own house. It is right outside your door. It is in the supermarket.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. It is in those stores that you are going into. Somebody needs to be loose. They need to be freed up, my God. from the kingdom of darkness and only the gospel, the preached, the crucified Christ can deliver them. Amen?
Yeah.
And that word is in your mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, the tools are not far from you. He is in you. Stir up gift that is on the inside. The tool
Lord.
You need is God. He is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. Hallelujah. Everything is moving by the Spirit. We cannot do it without the Spirit of God. He does not want his house the way to lay waste. Praise God. Hallelujah,
yes.
Jesus. And some of us are concerned, hallelujah, because being in the physical temple, amen, that we call the church, amen, seems to be dangerous in this day. But I'm here to tell you that you are the ecclesia, where two or three is gathered in his name. There he is in the midst of you, my God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You are
the church. You are the ecclesia, my God.
Yes, Lord.
His spirit is dwelling within you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Your body is the temple of the true and living God. Hallelujah, Jesus, my
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
And I want you to be encouraged. God wants you to be encouraged. Yes. Amen. This is the time to work. Amen. The children of Israel said this is not the time to work, but God is saying it is the time to work. Still tell of my goodness. Still preach the gospel. Still lay hands on the sick. Cast out devils. Hallelujah, Jesus. Why should the people be bound another day? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the time to do the work. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are not in lack. God is with you. My God. Hallelujah. He has never left you. Hallelujah. He's always amongst you by way of his Spirit. Praise God, hallelujah, and beloved, hallelujah, I want us to take just a moment, praise God, hallelujah, and I want you to bless the Lord for the stirring, amen, of his Spirit in you, praise God.
Yes,
let
Lord, thank you, Jesus.
Before we go on to chapter 2, for the word of
thank
God
you, Lord.
Says, I am with you, hallelujah.
Lord,
and
I thank
Lord
you, Jesus.
The Lord up the spirit of Zerubbabel.
Thank you, Lord.
May the Lord stir up Cookie's spirit tonight.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Spirit tonight. May your spirit be stirred.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to
Thank
your
you,
name. It's not about
Jesus.
What it is that we step on, God. We must have faith. Praise God. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord. Amen.
Lord.
Those that are the redeemed of the Lord, we cannot walk by Hallelujah. We must remember the promise of God.
Lord,
hallelujah, Jesus. We got to be able to call those things
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Jesus.
My Lord, my
praise
Lord.
God.
God.
Time to be stirred up. Somebody can be saved. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Be the truth, sir, and it in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name, Lord God. Truly you are great and greatly to be praised, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
There is a word from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The weight of somebody is saying hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God wants to use you.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name for his namesake. He wants to use you for his glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, God, we thank you.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody want to be used?
Yes, Lord.
Anybody want God to use them? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. May he call your name that you may run after him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Someone is waiting to be made free. Hallelujah. Moaning and groaning for you to manifest. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came through the prophet Haggai. Am I in the right place?
Yes.
Speak to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, to the high priest Joshua, son of Jehozadak, and to the remnant of the people. Who is left among you? Who saw this house in its former glory? How does it look to you now? Doesn't it seem to you like nothing by comparison? Even so, be strong, Zerubbabel. This is the Lord's declaration. Be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, high priest. Be strong. For you people of the land, this is the Lord's declaration. Work, for I am with you. The declaration of the Lord of armies. This is the promise I made to you when you came out of Egypt.
Speak up, woman of God.
This is the promise I made to you when you came out of Egypt, and my spirit is present among you. Don't be afraid, for the Lord of armies says this once more. In a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all the nations so that the treasures of all the nations will come, and I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord of armies. The silver and gold belongs to me. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. The final glory of this house will be greater than the first, says the Lord of armies. I will provide peace in this place. This is the declaration of the Lord of armies. Amen.
Amen. Amen, beloved. And so we find that in Haggai 2, amen, God is stirring up the prophets, amen. And he stirred up prophet Haggai to prophesy to Zerubbabel again, the son of Shealtiel, amen, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, amen, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, the remnant of the people, amen, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory. And sometimes, beloved, when things are not the way it used to be, amen, hallelujah, amen, we're not as excited as we should be. Praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
Those of us, amen, that grew up under the Apostle William Brown, we know what it is to be up under so much power. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But then when you have to go to other places, amen, and it's not there, amen, maybe the zeal is not what it should be. Praise God.
Yes.
But God
yes.
is encouraging amen. Us today. Amen. Praise God. He had told first Zerubbabel, he spoke to the leaders first. He told them to be strong. He told the high priest to be strong. He told the governor to be strong. He told the people to be strong. And I'm telling
Amen.
You tonight to be strong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be strong
Amen.
In the Lord.
Amen.
Be strong
Amen.
In the Lord, beloved. Amen. You got to be
Amen.
Strong. Hallelujah. This is not the time to be weak. This is not the time
Amen.
To fall by the wayside. This is not the time
Amen.
To move into unbelief.
Yeah.
We must be strong. We must believe
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
But God has
Amen.
Not changed, regardless of what we see, regardless of who the president may be. Because there's no other
That's
authority
right.
but the authority of God. We will not
all
be
right.
dismayed. We will keep the focus. And we will do the work of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We represent is not of this world. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we have work to do. Praise God. It says,
Amen.
According
yes,
to
we
the
do.
Word that I covenant with you, in verse 5, when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear not. God is saying, be not afraid. He's saying, be strong and be not afraid in COVID. Be strong and be not afraid, amen, in these
amen.
Wars that are coming up, amen, when your police department is supposed to serve and protect, amen, and they're not serving and protecting you. He said, be strong.
Amen.
And he said, fear not, beloved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen,
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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Says, for this saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. Amen. God is telling us that. Amen, hallelujah, Jesus, that this temple, amen, it may not look like much, praise God. Hallelujah,
yes,
this
Lord.
Temple, my body, this temple, your body, and I know, hallelujah, he's speaking about New Jerusalem here, hallelujah, but I'm giving it to you in today's time. Your body is the temple of the true and living God, and it may not look too much
Amen.
To God. You open up your hand, and your hand may be empty, huh? But it's not empty, hallelujah. Thank you for
hallelujah.
Your hand is healing.
Thank you,
your
Jesus.
Hand is
Amen.
In your mouth is salvation. Praise God, hallelujah. My God, God Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. But he said, the glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace. Praise God.
Okay.
And beloved,
God,
with the
amen.
Word, the message that I want to give you tonight is that we must prepare for the weight of the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We must prepare for the weight of the kabod. Hallelujah. And we, so that we can receive its reward. Amen. For verse 9,
amen.
Amen, that the reward of the glory, amen, is peace. Praise God. Hallelujah. And
amen.
We need
amen.
Every
amen.
Aspect of life. We need peace in our body. If your body is sick, there is no peace, praise God. But
amen.
When we get
amen.
In the presence of the Lord, when we stir up the gifts of God, amen, the gifts of eternity on the inside, all things begin to take place. God
thank
begins
you,
to
amen.
Turn things around. Hallelujah. He begins to meet our lack with abundance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You must know that when the presence of God comes, there shall be peace. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When
amen.
Glory
yes,
come,
Lord.
Amen.
Glory
amen.
Come when
yes,
glory
Lord.
Come.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so the reward, hallelujah, of God's glory is peace. It's the fruit of peace, beloved. Hallelujah. You bear this fruit by way of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Working through you, your obedience. Amen. This fruit is another attribute of love. Hallelujah. Which is
thank
the fruit
you, Jesus.
Of the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Beloved, you must believe that there shall be peace. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah,
shall
Jesus.
Shall
beloved,
be.
It is this day that God is granting you deliverance by faith. Do you believe? Hallelujah. He's granting you deliverance by faith and obedience.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether it be emotional or
thank
spiritual,
you, Jesus.
Whether
preach
the lack
on,
may be
on,
wherever it is, through this word is breakthrough from every evil hell right
hey.
Now. Hey,
amen.
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 Hallelujah,
hallelujah, Jesus.
Your atmosphere even now in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
every atmosphere
Jesus.
Present is being recalibrated in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Yes,
amen.
The
amen.
On the run. The peace, the server is on the run.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory
thank
God.
You.
Hallelujah. You wrestle not against flesh and blood. My God, you better know what your weapon of warfare is. Is mighty in God to the pulling down
amen.
The strongholds and the casting down of evil imaginations, beloved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. You be encouraged tonight. Hallelujah, because,
yes.
beloved, this is a time to work. This
yes.
is the time to advance the kingdom of God. This is the hour. It doesn't matter who the president is and who he's not.
All
praise
right.
God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
but
Jesus.
Tell it. Tell it.
Yeah.
Tell it.
Your
speak on it. Speak on it.
Is the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Glory God. And your God. We must learn how to move beyond human limitations and human boundaries and tap into the power of
yes.
the Holy Ghost without measure.
Amen, amen,
yes.
amen.
Jesus. Oh, glory God. So, beloved, I wanted to encourage you on today. God sees you and he hears you. Hallelujah. He has
amen.
Answered you on tonight.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
He wants you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. He wants you. Hallelujah, my God, glory to his name. Hallelujah, he wants you to be bold. Hallelujah, he wants you to be
yes.
courageous. Hallelujah, he wants you not to fear. Don't give in to the spirit of fear. That is not
yes.
his portion for you. Praise God, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anything promoting fear, deny it access. The devil is another lie. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Deny it access.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shut him up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Glory.
Amen. All right now.
Hallelujah.
All right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory God. Hallelujah, Jesus. So many voices.
Amen.
So many voices. But may God anoint your ears that your ears will only hear good news.
Thank you, Jesus.
So many voices. So many voices. But may your ears only hear good news. May your ears, may your ears be anointed that it only hear the voice of God. May your ears,
yes,
that you may follow him that you are supposed to hear. Somebody say, my ears will only hear good news.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
I don't want to hear no lies. I don't want to hear no deception. I don't have time for that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Beloved, be encouraged. Hallelujah. Do the work. Advance the kingdom. This is the time to build. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care what the world is saying. This is the time to advance. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God, the army of the kingdom of God is advancing. Hallelujah. The army of the kingdom of God is advancing. We're on the move.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're on the move. We're advancing. We're an advancing army. We're advancing ambassadors. Hallelujah. Oh,
Amen.
God. Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Oh, glory to his name. We
are advancing.
We are not standing still. We're not twiddling our thumbs. We're not
Lord.
We're not sleeping. We are advancing. We are walking. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory to God's name. So even as we go forth finishing out, hallelujah, 2020, beloved, we're going to finish it out strong, winning souls for the kingdom. Hallelujah,
yes, Lord.
Jesus. You must learn the sinner's prayer. You must learn how to walk people through, praise God, the early church.
Amen.
They didn't bring the African eunuch back to the apostles for the apostles to walk them through the sinner's prayer. Believers, it's time for you to grow up. You got to walk them through the sinner's prayer. Tell them their sins are forgiven. Baptize them. Hallelujah. In
Jesus'
name. Amen. Baptize them in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God
That's
is
right.
With you. God is with
yes,
you.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, hallelujah. He is with you. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is not the tradition of religion. Amen. Spirit and truth worship. Praise God. The work must go on and it must be done. Hallelujah. This is the hour of salvation. Amen. And when we go forth, praise God, I heard the word of God say here within this text. Amen. He said in verse 7, and I will shake all nations, and the desires of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory. Listen, they already don't have no place to turn. They don't know where to go. They need a word from the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No one has an answer for the world but Jesus, my God. He's the answer to the world problems. And God
Yes, he is.
He has given you the answer. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
My God, do you believe it? You are the answer. The answer is in your belly. The answer is in your mouth. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to speak the answer. Don't be afraid to say there is only one way. Hallelujah.
Stand up. Amen.
Stand up.
Yes,
and be heard. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for any and everything, beloved.
Amen.
There is only one way to God, and that way is Christ. And there is only one way to Christ, and that way is through faith in the cross. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no other way. We got to be bold with this thing. We got to be bold.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got to be strong. Hallelujah. You all be ye strengthened on tonight, my God. Hallelujah. And when you go to sleep tonight, meditate on the Spirit stirring you up. Hallelujah. You want to be crazy for God. You want to turn this world upside down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, my God. Hallelujah. It is not too late. It is not over. Amen. The trumpet has not sounded yet. Amen. We ought to do the work until we hear the trumpet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
do
Lord.
Do the work until we hear the trumpet and see our Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We must still do the work. Hallelujah. We can't be shut
Thank
up
you,
in our houses. Hey,
Amen.
Hey,
Speak on it. Amen.
We already
That's
did
right.
that, praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We must do the work. Huh? If you could go to the supermarket, you could be a witness. Praise God. If you could
Amen.
Go to the
Amen.
You could be a witness. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you could go
Amen.
To the gym, you can open up your mouth and be a witness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God's name. Time. To be a witness for our Lord. Hallelujah.
And go
so, beloved,
them,
I charge you today to do the work.
Amen.
To do
Amen.
The work.
Yes, Lord.
Be bold.
Amen.
Be courageous. Be strong. Don't be afraid. Don't be
Amen.
Afraid. Hallelujah. And know that there is no other authority but the authority of God. Whoever the president is going to be, he is going to be, and know that your Lord is in control. Hallelujah. Every
Amen.
And every
Amen.
Tongue shall confess. Hallelujah. Jesus is
Amen.
Still Lord. He has not Lord. He is still Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Amen.
And he is
King
your
King.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
And
King
he is
King
your
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
That's right. Talk back. It's all right to talk back. Hallelujah. Jesus, talk to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Let your voice print be heard in the heavens. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And that's how you ought to proclaim it in the street. He is the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Wonderful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's one way. There will not be another appropriation for sin. Don't miss this.
Amen.
The coming wrath of God. The wrath of God is coming. Hallelujah. Oh, glory,
Thank
God.
You,
May you be stirred up. May you be stirred up. May you be set on fire. May the fire
Amen.
Of God
Amen.
Burn hot in you.
Amen.
May the love of God burn hot in you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord.
Lord.
Preach,
glory,
preach
God.
Tonight. Preach on it. Preach on it. Say it.
May the boldness and courage of the Holy Ghost. Hey, hallelujah. Stir up in you. Praise God. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, beloved. Be encouraged. Keep the right focus. Keep the right focus. Hallelujah. We still
yes,
have
Lord.
Work to do. We still, I want to hear of your praise reports. Amen. That's what we should be posting, the praise reports. How many got saved? How many did we baptize? Hallelujah, in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How
Thank
many?
You,
how many? Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. How many? Hallelujah. Where am I going to baptize them at? I went to one church. Amen. I said, this thing is a tub. Praise God. But they took them
oh.
under in Jesus' name. Took them right under. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Submerged them in the name of
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Pull up
Hallelujah.
The
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We
Hallelujah.
Got to get unconventional. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
My God. People
Amen.
Must be baptized. The universe was baptized right there in the body of water. People were suffered to be not to be baptized now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let God do the work. The souls must come in. We don't want to stop the souls from coming in. Because of our
Amen.
Unbelief, God can save them right where they're at, right where they're at.
Amen.
He can deliver them right there. Hallelujah. They can get filled with the Holy Ghost of fire right there on the street corner. Hallelujah. Thank
That's
you.
That's all
Jesus.
Right. Amen.
Glory
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. So, beloved, just want to encourage you today. Stay stirred up by
Amen.
The Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Go forth and do the work. This is still the hour of salvation. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we have
Lord.
Not yet heard the trumpet. The trump has not sounded. Amen. We still must
Amen.
Go forth and advance the kingdom.
Amen.
God is
Amen.
Speaking to his
Gotta
people.
Go forth.
Praise God. Go
yes.
forth. Go forth. Advance the kingdom. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Advance the kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Prophetess Maggie, are you free? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. Yes,
praise
ma'am, Apostle.
Woman of God, can you do the altar call tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Do the altar call tonight. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for the awesome word. Amen. Tonight we open up the altar for anyone that does not have Jesus as their Lord and Savior, that has not accepted him tonight. And this is one of the most important prayers that you will ever pray, a prayer of repentance, a prayer that will allow you to be included in the kingdom. Amen. All you have to do is repeat this after me. Live holy and righteous based on the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for every soul in advance that will accept this prayer. Amen. So tonight, Lord Jesus, we confess our sins and we ask that you will forgive us tonight. We pray that you will come into the heart of every unbeliever, that they will be converted to believers tonight, Lord. We ask right now that they will no longer hurt themselves in walking in a sinful pattern of life, Lord, but they will come into the fold tonight. And
yes,
we ask
God.
That they will openly repent and accept you, that they will no longer close the door when you begin to knock. They will hear your voice tonight. We ask
yes,
that you will continue to guide their footsteps, that they will be led by you and led by your voice, that they will hear you, and that they will be grateful to receive the gift of life tonight. So as they come and they repent that they have sinned and they know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day, that they will accept that and they will believe tonight and accept you as their Savior, they are part of the body of Christ. For each and every one of us tonight, we believe that you are the Son of God that died on the cross for our sins and rose on the third day. We thank you for carrying our sins to the grave and giving us life, the gift of eternal, abundant life. And we bless you. We bless you tonight for accepting those that have been lost. Now they are found. We truly believe, God, that this prayer and this prayer of repentance will be heard and received by everyone that hears this tonight or going forward when it posts. We thank God for every soul in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank God for them, for you accepting Christ into your heart. Now, if you have accepted Christ and you need a ministry to associate with or follow, if you're not in the New York area, you can connect every Sunday and Wednesday here on the prayer call. And we thank God for that you will be led and taught the true, unadulterated, pure word of God. And we will give you the information. But we welcome you tonight in the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank God. Amen. Listen, this is why we preach. This is why we teach, that we can give someone the right to salvation and discipleship. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My God. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. And, beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Apostle Evie Wright, I see that you're on. Bless you, woman of God, of Spices Ministry. Amen. We bless God for you being on tonight
Amen.
As well. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, I just want to let you know that this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Amen. Wherever you may be, whether it's in the Texas area or the Georgia area or North Carolina or New York, amen, you can reach out to us via the website www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com or itsallaboutthekingdom.com. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will reach, amen, Prophetess Margaret there. Amen. Her number is 800-373-6948, extension 815. Amen. Spices number is 800-373-6948, 814. And Cornerstone Deliverance Church number is 800-373-6948. Amen. And that is 801. Praise God. Amen. We would like to hear from you how you are being blessed through the services. If anyone, if God has stirred your heart up to sow a seed or to give an offering, amen. Those of you that belong to other ministries that's on the line, your tithe belongs to your church, to your pastor,
amen.
That feeds you, amen, hallelujah. But those of you that are eating here and God has stirred you up to sow a seed and give an offering, or if you're part of CSTC, amen, Spices or Kingdom Living Fellowship, amen, amen. You can give your tithe, amen, and your offering, amen, to the Cash App, $CSDC12, or you can go to the church website donate page, amen, and that's www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com/donate. And Eternal Father, even right now, do we commit every offering, every tithe, every seed unto you, even now, my God, that you may bless it, that you may bless the giver. My God, hallelujah, that you may give seed to the sower. Do it according to your word, oh God. Do it for your namesake. Do it for your glory. That's why you bless us. That's why you show us your favor and your goodness. So, Lord, we thank you for doing it now in Jesus' name. Remember those that desire to give and have not to give, oh God. It is you that give seed to the sower, their faith and their desire, my God. Hallelujah. Lord, do something special for them, oh God. Open up strength. Streams of income, oh God, in the name of Jesus, bless their mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God. We
thank
ask you to multiply that, what it is that is coming into the church, the work of Jesus Christ. May you multiply it, and may you lead us and guide us on how to use it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, those of you that are giving or that have give, amen, hallelujah, just know that the seed is blessed, that you are blessed, amen, for moving
amen.
In obedience unto God's word concerning giving, amen, hallelujah, amen, beloved, praise God. I want to take out time to hear from you tonight. We hadn't done this in a while, but I want to hear, amen, how the Holy Spirit has stirred you up, what he spoke to you, was it confirmation with you, the lesson tonight on something that he had already spoken to you, what did you get from the scripture tonight, amen, from Jesus Christ, he is the living word, what did he give unto you tonight, and we're going to start with, amen, Evangelist Cookie, amen, are you sharing tonight, Evangelist Cookie?
Amen, praise the Lord. Well,
when
we first read the first, especially the first chapter, in the first chapter, he spoke about us building and us building the Lord's house. And we had been talking about that in my church because we're trying to get a building and a new building. And so, God keeps talking about the building and what he wants and how he wants and everything. And I appreciate and I'm grateful to God that we came to that scripture about building in his house and doing a work for him, you know, and taking better care of our house, I mean, of his house than our own houses.
Amen.
You know, I remember Apostle William Brown used to speak about that, that your house, you should take care, better care of God's house than you should take care of your own house even.
Amen.
And so I'm grateful that brought that back to my remembrance. Amen. And so that's what I have to share about right now. There may be more to come later because, like I said, we've been talking about getting a new building.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And, beloved, I want to encourage you. I believe that there are great opportunities now. I think that there's going to be a wealth transfer to the church. There's
Amen.
So much real estate that is open now because people are not utilizing it. And people are trying to sell. If you have the 501c3, they can give it away. and you mm-hmm. can give them a tax write-off for the market value of it. We just mm-hmm. want to encourage you all. But in the midst of trying to get a building that you all can do the work of God, don't let mm-hmm. that hinder you all, because remember, the house that God is building is with living stones. Amen. Mm-hmm. And so in the mm-hmm. midst of all of that, we still have to do what he is doing, and that is when we give the gospel and so one believes, right,
mm-hmm.
we are laying a stone. We are laying a living stone to the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The body of Christ, the church, is invisible, but
amen.
We are the building blocks. God is making us the building blocks. Amen, hallelujah,
amen.
And so we must do that work. I believe that the physical buildings will come, amen, and I'm glad
amen.
That you have a vision and a plan for it, but I want to encourage you all, don't let that hinder the work, amen, don't let
amen.
That hinder the work, because guess where the coin is at? The coin is in the fish mouth. Who's the fish?
Amen. Got to catch the fish first.
That's
amen.
Right, there
amen.
You go. The coin for the temple is in the fish mouth. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus told Peter, go and get the coin out of the first fish mouth that you what? See. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did the fish not yield that coin? Did the coin not come forth? And he said, go
amen.
Pay your tax and my tax too. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The coin is in the fish mouth. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have to do the work. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Tatiana, are you sharing tonight? Are you able to share?
You hear me?
We hear you.
Hello?
Now.
Oh, praise the Lord. What I got from it is we just as Sister Cookie was saying, we have to do work for God, that God, there's no need to fear because God is yet with us. And
amen.
As long as the trumpet has not sounded, that we have to do a work. God didn't
yes.
just save us for ourselves, but he saved us
mm-hmm. amen.
To go out and compel others and to be a witness and to share the good news that Jesus
amen.
Christ is Lord and that he is a forgiver of sin. So do the work, that your work not be undone when the trumpet does sound. That's what I got from it.
Praise
amen.
God.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
God. And beloved, I pray that I believe that God is stirring up people. I believe that he's reinforcing visions. Amen. I believe that he's stirring people up and compelling them to go forth, you know, not just in CSDC. I believe all around the world that the church is being stirred up. Apostle Eartha, are you sharing tonight?
Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen, amen, amen. It was so funny this morning. I went back into my arsenal and listened to a service that we did back in, I think it was in June or July, where Sister Minister Ardeen had opened up praise and worship or prayer, and she used the scripture Haggai, the second chapter. And then
mm-hmm.
Apostle used it. Teach on that tonight. I thought that was really uncanny, you know, just to say, okay, God, I see you. And so what I got from all of it, because the Lord has already been trying to encourage us for months that he does not want us to stop. He wants us to continue on no matter what it's looking like, sounding like, or feeling like. And there are all kind of voices out here. There's so many things going on in the world today, things
mm-hmm.
that's trying to stomp us, that's trying to stop us from going
amen.
Forth in the Lord. And even myself, you know, I thank God I'm just a person. I don't consider myself somebody so high and mighty that I can't be touched. I'm a human being, just like everybody else, and I have feelings and I have emotions, and sometimes I need somebody to pray for me. And I just thank God I'm not so crazy that I can't say, hey, I need prayer. Can you pray for me? Can you pray with me?
Amen.
And I thank God because he encourages us. And even in that word tonight, when he talk about the peace of God, because that's what the Lord has been saying as well, that peace, he is that peace. And then, of course, we know what the word of God says in Isaiah 26:3, I will keep thee in perfect,
peace.
If you keep your mind stayed on God. And so I'm just thanking God because he keeps encouraging us. Glory to God. When the apostle said to me on this morning, woman of God, the Lord has a word on tonight. Be on the line. Be on the line.
Yes,
I was on
the line.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that same word he had already gave to me at 5:30 this morning when I went back and just re-listened. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will come back and reinforce what he had said before. Glory to God.
He will.
So maybe we didn't get it the first time. He might have to come back and say it a second time. Even a third time, if need be. But I thank God for opening. Hallelujah. Open my eyes so I can see. Open my ears so I can hear. And I mentioned to Apostle that the Lord had told me to start doing things here in the house. And so praise the Lord. I said maybe it's last Saturday. I start taking things out and giving things away because I'm trying to get that back room cleaned out. Praise the Lord. And it's over half done. Hallelujah. The storage in the backyard is totally cleaned out. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm asking the Lord, which way do I go? What do you want me to do today? I want to be led by the Spirit of the Lord. And so that's what he did when he reinforced what he said to the prophet. And he told him to speak to Joshua and to speak to Zerubbabel and to let them know that he was with them. God is letting us know he is with us. We are not alone. Amen. So that's what I got from it. Thank you, woman of God, for allowing me to speak. God bless.
Amen. We thank God. That was our Apostle Evie Wright of Spices Ministry. Praise God. We thank God for the woman of God. And his word is established in the mouth of two and three witnesses.
Amen.
And then God will establish his word. Praise God. Amen. Sister Latasha, are you sharing tonight?
Yes. I just wanted to say God bless everyone on the line tonight. What I received tonight was that God is with us, and he wants us to be strong and to do the work of the Lord. So that's what I wanted to say tonight. Amen.
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 Prophetess Maggie, are you sharing tonight?
Amen. Amen. I thank God for the fire that was taught tonight to get us up and moving. Just giving God the glory for that. Chapter 2, it's part of verse 4 and 5. It says, be strong, all you people still left in the land, and now get to work. For I am with you, says the Lord of heaven's army. My spirit remains among you, just as I promised you when you came out of Egypt. So do not be afraid.
Yes.
I thank God for that right there because the Lord is letting us know all we got to do is be strong in him and
get to
work. There is work to do in the kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
we don't have time.
Is.
Like Apostle was saying, this should have fired us up tonight to get out and evangelize. It don't take to be an evangelist to evangelize, but sharing the good news of the gospel. And I just thank God for that. And he then declares that we do not have to be afraid. We've been learning about that in John, that we must totally trust in God. And when we don't trust in him, it shows our lack of love for him. It shows how much we value our salvation. And we must totally put all of our trust in him. Because he said, just as he promised, he will take care of us. Just as he promised, he'll do what he needs to do. But he just needs us to trust.
Amen.
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 We thank God for that share from Prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh, Kingdom Living Fellowship. Amen. We thank God for the woman of God. Amen. Sister Rosie, is it Rosie Wright? Are you sharing tonight? is a 904 number 361.
Sister Rosalind Johnson?
Yes, yes, yes. Are you sharing?
Yeah, I thank God for the word of God. I thank God when you were talking about stirring up the gift that's in you and how we have to continue to know that God is with us. When we know that God is with us and we know the peace of God is in us, we can go forth and proclaim this gospel. And I love what you said. There's many voices out there, but we got to make sure we're hearing the voice of God. And to know
Amen.
That there is only one way. There's not a lot of ways to God, but there is only one way. And we got to stand on the truth no matter what, no matter what's going on in the earth. We trust in God, not the president or whoever going to be president, but we trust in God and know that he's going to take
Amen.
Care of us. He'll be with us, and his word is going to go forth. But we got to go and proclaim it. So I just thank
Amen.
God for that.
Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for that share. We're glad that you was with us tonight. And we open up the door for you to continue to join us. Amen. In the services as the Holy Spirit leads you and allow. Brother Darrell Golden, are you sharing tonight?
Yes, I'd like to say praise God to everyone that came out tonight for this midweek Bible study here at Cornerstone Baptist Church. I thought that you gave a great leadership word tonight. Great midweek, not just prayer, but it was a service within itself. If you didn't get fired up to stand up for God, especially in these times now more than ever with coronavirus and, you know, some people are worried about who's going to be the next president. I get that. But all those things don't matter because, as you said, like God is King of kings and Lord of lords. So you
Amen.
Put your trust and faith in him, everything
yeah.
else really doesn't matter. Because tonight, what I took from the lesson was you talked about it was a phrase I took that stuck with me tonight, as well as a word. The word was peace. Like Bishop E.V. Wright, said in Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him into perfect peace. And I notice I said the word peace, whose mind stayed on thee because he trusted in thee. So
yeah.
to me, from that scripture, if you stay with God, he's not going to leave you in the worst of times. I don't care if foreclosure coming. I don't care if you're going to lose your
Amen.
Car. Death. I'm dealing with death right now with my one and only
mm-hmm.
child.
I'm
just praying with God on that every day and dealing with it. You know, he was 22 years old, but as I've shared with the group in past Bible studies, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, not saying I'm not going to put everything on him. His mother and I were divorced. You know, that doesn't mean that you still can't have God and be successful, that there's some
Amen.
Things going on. And that's the way God has talked to me. And
Amen.
I know some of the family don't like it, but, you know, thank God my mother, who's I'm living with, has seen these things and witnessed it. See, sometimes
Amen.
In life when God will send you a witness. He will send you a witness to know that you know truth and will stand on his word. But, you
Amen.
Know, I'm also dealing with the good times of his life. And I just, you know, want to say that he has continued me to come to you guys in peace and keep my soul at peace, not go after pointing fingers or, you know, because, you know, when we get adult in our lives, we always, whether we want to admit it or not, we can say, oh, it was a circumstance. No, we all made a choice. And I just thank God in my life with, you know, what's been going on, that God has protected me and kept me in peace,
mm-hmm.
even when I was wrong. And I admitted to him in prayer I was wrong. So, you know, if we want to get there to the kingdom, we got to admit and ask him truly to forgive us for our sins, to bring peace. And his blood
Amen.
Will cover you with peace. He will not, you know, had some situations come where the enemy can't touch me no more because I don't go there with that type of life anymore or deal with that type of person. Because the devil
Amen.
Wants, and I'll say this to the group,
mm-hmm.
he's always,
oh,
every day plotting to bring it down. Just like God wants soldiers, he wants soldiers too. But I tell you,
That's
if
right.
we know God, I really love this peaceful kingdom he brings to me. And
Thank you,
lastly, what I Amen. Thank you. I got one more statement that I'm so we can move on. I also took tonight what Bishop Asia Heard said tonight, which really stuck with me. And this is something that I see every day, not just in TV, but walks of life on jobs and socially dealing with other people. Not saying everybody's like this, but you see it. The war is not of flesh and blood. It's a principality, standing on his word. That phrase is so timeless. And it's just amazing how you see so much controversy. You know, newspapers, it ain't controversial with a murder or some scandal. They don't want it. They don't want to print nothing good. I'm not saying all papers are like that. If you look at social media, some people that are print spot, they got to print something negative. So, you know, we got to stand on truly his principality, and that is the word. That's what I took from tonight. Stand on the word. Stand on his principality, and you will have peace truly here on this earth. So I just want to say that tonight, what I took from the lesson.
Amen, Brother Darryl Golden. Mm-hmm. We thank you for sharing, and we thank you for being on. Those of you that are being blessed through God's word, amen, his provision. There's a provision of the kingdom, a resource that came forth in this word. Beloved, don't take it lightly. Honor it, value it, cherish it. Amen. Walk it
amen.
Out. Apply it. Walk it out. Amen. Don't let the enemy choke it out. You walk it out. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We just want to bless you tonight. Share the Bible study, the prayers, and the services with others that they too can be blessed. Praise God.
Amen.
We want to be able to be a blessing to the people of God that they too may know the direction that God is taking the church in this season. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Is that we must prepare for the weight of the glory and receive its reward. And the reward of the weight of the glory is peace. Amen. It is peace. Praise God.
Amen.
We must do the work. Amen. And so, beloved, on tonight, I bless you. Amen. Not just you, but you and your generations. May the glory, the weight of the kabod pour down upon you now. May the anointing of God rest upon you and resonate all around you. As you slumber your head upon your bed tonight, may God unstop your ears and seal his instruction. May you wake up with a revelation and a vision. May God's word order your steps, and may you walk to that beat, and that beat alone.
Receive
it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Walk to the beat of the word. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. So you are dismissed tonight. Let us go in peace and serve the Lord, and let us do the work in the advancing of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.